Sweetest friends, we are continuing with Siyata Dishmaira's series in the Sefer Shvas Emes ala Torah. Shir should be a special schus for Nesya Tamar Vas Elisheva Tova. The parasha begins with the tzivui to become holy. Dabriel kol adas b'nei Yisrael marantilam kudoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Speak to the entire community of b'nei Yisrael and say to them, you should be holy. For I, Hashem, your God, am holy. So the pasuk seems to be telling us to be like Hashem. But how can we possibly do that? How can we be like Hashem, holy like Hashem? So the pasuk says, Ki kadosh ani. That could have been enough, but the pasuk adds, Hashem Elokeichem. So what's the extra words? Ki kadosh, of course, and we know it's Hashem Elokeichem. Who else is talking to us? So the Medrash says, on the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that even though Hashem is the God of all the nations, but He is dedicated specifically to Am Yisrael. So of course Hashem gives life to all of creation, but He's more manifest in Am Yisrael. So Hashem makes a point of telling us that we can be holy specifically because not only is He holy, but He is also our God. The life force, the chiyus of every Jew, is part of Hashem. So by separating us from the Umos HaOlam and bringing us close to Him, Hashem gives us the koach to emulate Him and become holy. So the pasuk is not merely a mitzvah, it is a haftacha, it's a promise. So what does it mean to be holy? To be holy means to be separated. And that's the definition of the word holy in the Svarim HaKadoshim. So Hashem is holy because He is separate from everything. But nevertheless, not only is He separate from creation, but He also is immanent. Not only is He transcendental, but He's also immanent within, fills the entire creation. As the Medrash says, explaining the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'atam rom l'olam Hashem, you're always on high Hashem. So it says that Hashem's hand is always on top. L'olam not only means always, it also means hidden, it also means world. So it's telling us that Hashem's hand is hidden in the world. So He's separate, and yet hidden within the world, giving chiyus, giving life to the world. So therefore we can understand that every action has a spiritual godly force that gives it its existence. So because we're so close to Hashem, we also can be holy by connecting to the spiritual within our physical actions. All Jewish neshamas are connected to Hashem, and therefore all connected to each other. Chazal tell us that the souls of Am Yisrael are one super soul, Knesset Yisrael, that's the spiritual soul of the Jewish people, and this is a tremendous koach, the soul of Knesset Yisrael. So therefore the Torah says that the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu was said, Bahakel, was said to the entire community. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu taught all the mitzvahs to the entire community. So why does the Torah single out this one? Based on what we said, it's very clear that by telling Moshe Rabbeinu to gather, call all of Am Yisrael to hear this mitzvah, Hashem is teaching us how to do it. When we have a sense of identity with Klal Yisrael, when we recognize that we're part of Knesset Yisrael, the soul of, the spiritual soul of the entire nation, which is a part of Chelek Elokai Mimal, part of Hashem, we can live in this physical world and yet connect to the spiritual world. So let's now see the Svas Emes inside. Kedoshim Tiyu Bamedrish V'Zohar Kadosh Ki Waftocha Gamkein. So we see in the Medrish and we see in the Zohar Kadosh that this is also a Haftocha, a promise. Ki Eich Yuchal Boser V'Dam L'Skadish B'Kedushas Hashem Yisbarach. How can a person become holy with the sanctity of Hashem? Ach Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem Perish Achar Shotzianu Hashem Yisbarach Mimitzrayim. After Hashem took us out of Egypt, we were subjugated by the Egyptians, and He separated us from the nations of the world. The vitality and power within every Jewish person is from God. I am the Lord, your God. I am your Hashem. Which means Miyuchad Milakol Haumos, special than from all the nations. Yichadati Shemo Aleichem, says the Medrash. So I have a special relationship with Klal Yisrael, I'm the God of all the nations. Avshe Koch Kol and Avram, Imenu Yisbarachim, the Koch of all those created is from Hashem. Aval B'derech Hester V'Tzimtzumim. But that's with all of this hiddenness and contractions. Aval Chiyus Kol Yish Yisrael, Uchelek Alokai Mimal. But the Chiyus of every Jewish person is part and parcel, Kiviyachol, of the Borei, even though the Tanya doesn't say Kiviyachol, the Tanya says Chelek Alokai Mimal Mamish. In the Likutim, in this week's Parsha, Sfasemis writes, Kedoshim Tiyu Kodshin Hashem Lokecha Vemes Ki Chelek Hashem Amo Tvarim Lamed Beis Tes Perish Kipshuto Emes Shem Mamish Chelko. Same Lashon, that we are Mamish the Chelek, Chelek Hashem Amo, we are part of Hashem. Perish Elokecha Makoch V'achil Shebachem Anihu, your Koach, your Chiyas is from me. V'afshe Kol Chiyas Shebolam Mechai Achaim, even though all the Chiyas in the world is from the life of lives, from the Borei Olam. Aval Umos Misitra Achor Av Ki Chiyas Sitra Achor Gam Ken Me'ashem Yisbarach. Aval Kofi Kli Amakabu Mashpilam Nefechas Achaim V'nemar Leim B'chaim Nikraim Mason. Shenepach Guf Achiyas Lamavis Aval B'nei Yisrael Akli Amashpi Amakabu Akol Kodesh Kuma Shekosav Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the Chiyas of Klal Yisrael comes from a much holier place than from the Umos Ha'olam. Umemele B'kochenu, says the Sfasemis again here, Tafresh Lamed Aleph, L'skadesh Gam B'olam Hazeh. So that's what gives us, since Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am your God, we therefore have the power to be miskadesh, to become holy. And the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, in Os Aleph, he writes, Shemati Merav Amochiach Moharil Gilner, Kedoshim Tiyah Kedosh Ani Hashem, V'akushya Maizeh Nesinas Tam. What is it, the Nesinas Tam? Be holy, because I am holy. Adarabba, it's the reason not to be holy. If I'm holy, then you obviously can't do it. You can't be like me. Since Jewish souls are emanating from the Atzmus of Hashem, like it says, V'yipach ba'apav, and God blew from his nostrils, and anybody who blows from himself. He blew into man's nostrils, but where is God blowing from? Midilei nafach mi'atzmusoi. Imkain Amr Shamar Kadoshim Tiyu, Shemitzar Echwech Lebesov Tiyu Kadoshim, Acher Kamal Gilgulim Vesigufim. In the end, we're all, after some suffering, we're all going to be holy. Shelo Yidach Mimenu Nidach, everybody, nobody is pushed away. Ki Kadosh Ani. Because I'm holy. It's coming from me to you. I blew into you. So obviously, all of man has this potential, but you have to use it right. Because this, it says, Vayipach Abad Adam Arishon. So there's a special relationship, however, as this Sfasemis here explains, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says in the Heilige Sefer Morei Nayim, page Reish Lamed Zayin, Perish Da'at Torah Mevaser Sanu Shebevadi Kedoshim Tiyu V'lo Yav Nefesh Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. We're all holy, definitely, and not one Jewish soul is going to be lost. Rak Bevada Yitukon V'Yis'ale. We are definitely going to be fixed and be elevated. And the reason is Ki Kadosh Ani V'atem Im Chelek Alokei Mimal Alokei Mimal V'Kadosh Baruch V'Yisrael Kul Achad. We're all one, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh Achrei Mosayin Gimel Amad Aleph. See also in the Shem Yishmiel in our Parashim, page Reish Ayin Zayin Dibar Maskel Kedoshim. Some beautiful Torah. Ki Hashem Yisbarach, says the Sfasemis here, Mechaya HaKol Avki Hu Kadosh V'Nivdo Mikol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chiyas to everything, even though he's also holy and separate from everything. And that's what it says, because I, your God, am holy. In the Likutei Torah of the Rav Balatanya, Parshas Emor, Lamed Aleph, Amr Aleph, he writes, Lahavin perish v'inyan kadosh, ki dinei kadosh perishom muvdol. When it says kadosh, it means separate. Dainu kama shekasev, ani Hashem lo shinisi, malachi gimul vav. I am God, I haven't changed. There's no change in God between before the world was created and after the world was created. As it says, Atu Kodim Shinivra Olam Vatu La'achar Shinivra. You are you before the world was created, and you are you after the world was created, the same thing. God doesn't change at all. God's affected by the Briyas Ha'olam. It says in Isaiah 44:6. Ani Rishon v'ni Achor v'Halef Yishu Yisbarach Muvdom Mikol Ha'umos Danu She'yosem Mechayim Ha'va Olam Zeinu K'mo She'nefesh Mechayis Ha'guf She'mus Ha'nefesh Mamis Mislabesh Bisoch Ha'guf Lachiyos. It's not like the soul, which is enclosed by the body to give it life. V'ayin Etfeses Mamis Bisoch Ha'guf. There's a Tfisa, the guf, in some way is holding on to the Neshama. But that Hashem is Mechai the Olam, says the Rabbi Balatanya, it's not so, because by him, Ani Rishon, Ani Achron, there's no difference in Hashem, and that's what it means, Kadosh. He's moved on me'olamos, even though he's mechayeh the olamos. Continues the Sfasemis here, V'ayidezeh yecholim lahavim ki b'koch adam l'skadish b'chol ma'isav Hashem toch ha'teva. So through this we can understand that the person has a power to be holy with all of his deeds, even though they're within nature. V'zeh she'isav b'medrash, v'atam marom l'olam Hashem, you are exalted always God, l'olam yadcha b'elyona, your hand is always from high. Haperish ki chiyus hakol me'Hashem yizbarach, all the chiyus is from Hashem. Rak hateva nimshach midar madrega acha madrega cheniskasa b'chinas pnimius. Aval la'olam yadcha b'elyona shekoach v'achiyus me'Hashem yizbarach sheyesh toch ha'helim. Right, olam is lashon helim, is hiddenness, it's also world. God's hand is in the world, but it's very hidden by this yecholim this battle and kudah pnimius b'chol ma'is. Through this we can nullify ourselves to the deeper spiritual point in every action, because nivdol mechomer ha-maisa, to separate ourselves from the gashmius part of the maisa, and to be mizdabik bepnimius kol dover, and to cling ourselves to the pnimius, to the holy spiritual spark within everything. And that's what it says, kedoshim tiyu. Rashi says it was nemar b'hakel, it was said when all the Jews gathered together, the ikar ha-kedusha Ayudesha Machnis Adam Atzmo Beklal Yisrael Ki Hakadusha Shara Beklal Yisrael She Knesses Yisrael. Because the Iker Kedusha is by when a person makes himself part of Klal Yisrael, because the Kedusha dwells in Klal Yisrael, which is Knesses Yisrael, which is the spiritual soul of the Jewish people. What Pshat Knesses HaKnesiyah, this gathering, this Asus Kol Achiyus La Hashem Yisbarach, all of the vitality to Hashem, that's Knesses Yisrael. By the Abitul Klal Yichol Neskadish. So by being part of the nation, by being mivatal ourselves, nullifying ourselves to the community, we can become holy. And as the Sfasemis often does, he brings it back to Shabbos. V'gam b'Shabbos k'siva yikadesh gam ken kanal she v'Shabbos k'odesh nisbar v'nisgal l'chiyus ha'pnimis she'b'chol dover melim michol miskadesh menokal. That on Shabbos it was revealed and clarified the life and the pnimius, the deeper part of everything, that it's from Hashem. And Memela on Shabbos, it's easier to be holy. That's why it's called Shabbos Kodesh. Uveirachdo mikol ayomim, and it was blessed from all the days, as we say in Ma'ariv. Peres Shabbos hu hashpos hachayim l'chol ayomim. Shabbos is the hashpah, the influence of life to all the days. Vekidashdom, that's the bracha. Bracha is milashem brecha, like this flowing well. It gives bracha to all the days. Vekidashdom mikol hazmanim, it's sanctified from all the times. Shabbos mekusher b'chiyus shel lemayla me'atav. Shabbos is connected to the vitality, to the life that's above nature. Va'al yedei zel yedei Shabbos yichom lahamshich kedusha be'azman ve'atav atzmo. Through Shabbos, we can draw kedusha into time, into nature itself. Shabbos kusha Shabbos gam ken al yedei this achados beroza de echod, like it says in Zohar Kadosh, we unite in the secret of one, of great unity. V'chein al yedei kol hamitzvus sheim neged ramachi varim v'siv asher kedishana b'mitzvos v'shal yedei maisa mitzvus sheish ba'or mitzivuay Hashem b'socha maisa ayedei zeh yochol mavar akadusha gam b'maisa mamis. So we do the mitzvus which are connected to 248 mitzvus asay, connected to 248 limbs that we have. God sanctified us with his mitzvus through this maisa hamitzvah, which has the light of the commandment of God. In this maisa mitzvah, in this act of the mitzvah, we can be mevar, we can clarify the kedusha within the world of maisa. V'chol maisa nimtza ratzon Hashem yisbarach, every maisa we do has the will of Hashem, because kibelo zeh lo haya lo kiyum, we wouldn't have existence without it. V'chein kaksiv, it also says asher yasa, person will do these maisim v'chay bem. Perish Achius kol ma'isav yoyaladei kol ayideh mitzvus. The chius of all of his ma'isim come through mitzvus. Shirutz in Hashem hamechaye kol ha'ma'isim kanal, which is the rutz in Hashem, which gives chius to all of the deeds. So it's only through the chius of Hashem that our deeds are able to come into being. In Parshas Acharemos, it says, "K'mas eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavta b'losasu, k'mas eretz Kanan asher nevi eschem shem losasu." So Rashi says, "K'mas eretz Mitzrayim," that Magid shemasem shem Mitzrayim shel Kananim u'kukolim u'kolim, was the Mitzrayim and the Kananim were the worst of all the nations. But also Makum Shiyashiv Yisrael Makulkal Menakol, where the Jews were, that was the most Makulkal of all. That was the most corrupted of all. So it says a Sheir Shaftan Beretz Goshen. The Haris, this is to show us Kibuchal Makum Sheish Hester Yoser Yesham Nakuda Kedusha Tumuna. The more hiddenness, the more Nakuda Kedusha there is. Kizam Machuvan Lahasir Hester. That's the point, to remove the Hester. So therefore, where the Jews were, that was the most Makulkal, because their job was to reveal the Kedusha. Obviously, where the Jews are is going to be the holiest, but it's also the most Makulkal. That shows us in the most Makulkal places, you can have the most holiness hidden there. And so I guess the idea of the Chabad Shlichim, they go to the places where God is most hidden. They call it in English a God-forsaken place, and they try to reveal that spark. So that's what we have to do wherever we are, to try to reveal the spark of Kedusha in that place. It says, Ishimo of Aviv Tiro, you should, a man should fear his father and his mother. Zarakol Hashem Yisrael, Avim Shel Yisrael. Who is this referring to? It's referring to Hashem. Hashem is our father. Rashi says, what's Mora? Lo Yeshev B'makom, he shouldn't sit in his place. So if this is talking about Hashem, it says in Yeshaya, Vav Gimel, Melo Kol Eretz Kavodo, the whole earth is filled with his glory. We have to know that every movement, every little movement that we do, large and small, it's from Hashem's chiyus, and therefore we shouldn't sit in his place, as if to say that this power is coming from us. We have to know that it's all coming from Hashem. And that's also the idea of Shev Sosai Tishmor, that the pasuk continues. Shugamken b'china hanal, it's also the same idea, to be mevarer, that on Shabbos Jewish people testify that Hashem created the world and gives chiyas to everything. So obviously there's so much more Sfasemis to learn. We will conclude here and give ourselves a brach that we should be zochah to continue. And this Vasem is here, and Bechlal, Lumod, the Lamed, Lashmav, Las, Lakaim is called every Samut, Rasa, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.